you, and it's time for Children's Moments.
Good morning. How's everybody? You awake? No, why not? I'm sure you've been up at least 30 minutes, at least. You've been up? Huh. You're not awake yet? Huh? You've been up since 6? Then you should be going, right? 5:55. Did you cook breakfast? No.
I went to McDonald's.
Well, I want to tell you a story. Not a story. Maybe it is. When we have always gone on trips, and you know how the highways are. There's always construction on a highway, isn't there? Huh? Always detours. Always those yarn, orange barrels all over the place. And there's a sign that says, construction ahead for the next 10, 12, 15, 20 miles ahead. Yeah? You ever seen those signs? Under construction? Yes. So, and I'm always thinking, wouldn't it be nice to have all that done? And what a wonderful road would be that we can travel without no construction and just go straight down the highway. Do you think that would be nice? Yeah? There'd be a lot of cars because it's fixed and everybody would be going that way, right? Yeah. But just as soon as you get to the end of this highway and it looks so beautiful, guess what? Kaboom. There's another construction sign. Kaboom, yes. Another construction sign. And that is just like our life. Our lives are just like this highway. We keep going in our lives, and we're always having constructions. There's always things that we are building and correcting. And that's what God does with us. He's always helping us change our lives. Just as soon as we get done with one project in our life and it's perfect, then here comes another project that we need to work on, that we need to construct and make it whole. So, have you ever heard the saying, be patient, God isn't finished with me? You ever heard that? And that's what it is. God is always working on us. Just like the highways, they're always being worked on because as soon as they get done with one part, they have to start all over again on the other one. So, be patient with yourself, be patient with others, because God is still working in our lives and creating us who we are. All right? Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us patience so we can see the finished product. In your name, amen.